This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, October 25. One more journey. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 46. So Israel set out with all that was his, and when he reached Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father, Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." "Here I am," he replied. "I am God, the God of your father," he said. "Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again, and Joseph's own hand will close your eyes." Then Jacob left Beersheba, and Israel's sons took their father Jacob and their children and their wives in the carts that Pharaoh had sent to transport him. So Jacob and all his offspring went to Egypt, taking with them their livestock and the possessions they had acquired in Canaan. Jacob brought with him to Egypt his sons and grandsons and his daughters and granddaughters, all his offspring. Now Jacob sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to get directions to Goshen. When they arrived in the region of Goshen, Joseph had his chariot made ready and went to Goshen to meet his father Israel. As soon as Joseph appeared before him, he threw his arms around his father and wept for a long time. Israel said to Joseph, "Now I am ready to die, since I have seen for myself that you are still alive." In his old age, Jacob now begins one more journey. Many years earlier, Jacob had fled his homeland in fear. Now he leaves in the hope of a joyful reunion with a son he had thought was dead. But this journey also requires him to leave the land God has promised to him. This journey will take him to Egypt, a place of danger for his father and grandfather. Can God be involved in this unexpected change of plans? It is to Jacob's credit that he begins this journey with worship. For even if a plan seems appealing to us, it will not succeed if it does not honor God. Though his own son had invited him to come and stay in Egypt, Jacob also surely knew of God's warning that his descendants would be mistreated in a foreign land. For this reason, God's assurance is vital to his journey. Perhaps it seems that God has placed you on a journey you did not expect. A new career, a new home, a challenging situation that stretches your faith. Hear today the great assurance that Jacob heard. "Do not be afraid. I will go with you." God, who lived among us and journeyed with us in the flesh of his Son, will redeem and bless even the unexpected journeys of all who trust in him. Pray with me. Lord, sometimes you send us to unexpected places in life. Give us wisdom to discern your leading in our journeys, and give us courage in knowing you are always with us. Through Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.